Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor, dave@aureliamatters.com. This letter is in response to a story, published April 2, titled, Township's Attempt to Control Party Houses Deemed Overreach. After the township of Oro-Medonte lost its appeal at the Ontario Land Tribunal, OLT, on March 29, I began looking for land in Carling or Clearview, two townships that have recognized that short-term accommodation, STA, is illegal in residential neighborhoods and are enforcing it. Interestingly, there is no land available in Carling, and in Clearview, land parcels over 5 acres are well over $2 million. I did see one property at the north edge of Oro-Medonte that was large enough to avoid the problems of STAs. I contacted the real estate agent to inquire. Asked why I was looking to move, I explained that the once amazing community I live in on the lake is now Fort Lauderdale for 5 months of the year. She said that she understood the township was cracking down on STAs and not allowing people to rent for less than a month. When I told her the outcome of the OLT, she was stunned and said that it will have a huge impact on her business. She said the word is out about STA hell and all of her clients relocating north to live, and there are a lot. Ask whether STAs are allowed in the neighborhood. If the answer is yes, they look elsewhere. STAs bring nothing to the township. Renters bring their own food and alcohol and tend to stay put. If they do go out, it is most often to Aurelia to browse or have a meal. STAs do not bring tourist dollars or jobs to Oro-Medonte. On the contrary, they result in people leaving Oro-Medonte, or not locating here in the first place. Meanwhile, townships that have not allowed STAs in residential neighborhoods are flourishing with vibrant neighborhoods, land prices 2 to 4 times that of Oro-Medonte and active tourism. STAs must be allowed only in V1 areas. If the township wants more accommodations, it should look at isolated parcels that could be rezoned without continuing the impact on existing neighborhoods or the environment. Existing STA owners should not benefit from illegal activity at the cost of the majority of residents. Nor should the majority suffer at the hands of the few who feel entitled to make money to finance a second home or supplement their income. Diana Wells, Oro-Medonte.